This is the visualization for going for a hike in a forest. All right, so move your body around if you've just done the other visualization. All right, so what we need to do is get our clients into a comfortable position. Find any place in the room. You can be sitting, you can be lying down, you could be standing, leaning against a wall, wherever you're comfortable. You do need to have a notebook or pen and paper at hand that if anything comes up during the visualizations and you want to make a note, you can. All right, so pause the video, get your notebook, and then press play again. Now that you're ready, close your eyes and let's just relax by breathing. Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath in through your nose and breathe out. Again, in and out. Quietly just listen to yourself breathe a couple of times. In and out. And slow your breathing down. Breathe in and breathe out. Let's prepare for an outing, keeping your eyes closed the whole time and keeping your body relaxed. Let your imagination do all the work. You need to know that nothing's going to go wrong. You're not going to get hurt. You're safe. You're in a small little cottage, a little home. So just get up and go to the back door. Notice how the wooden floors creak underneath as you walk. Open the back door, and that creaks as well. Find your shoes next to the mat outside the door. Pick them up and go to the kitchen table and sit down. Put on your shoes. These are hiking boots. So your socks are on. Tie up the laces of your hiking boots. Pull up the strings. And tie a double bow. And now do it with the other foot. Put the boot on. Pull up those laces. Tie the double bow and tuck in any loose ends. Stand up and step outside. Feel the crisp freshness of that cool spring morning air. It's a little bit of a bite in the air. It's only 5 degrees. Ahead of you is a pine forest. The sun has not come up through the trees yet, but it's twilight. There's light you can see. So make your way between the trees and choose a path. Feel the crunch under your shoes as you walk over the fallen pine needles. Feel the crunch under your shoes as you walk over the fallen pine needles. Put your hands in your pocket, your head down, scarf around your neck. You're having a brisk walk now because it's very fresh. Stop! An animal scurried past just ahead of you. Walk slowly. God, see if you can see what it is. Peep around the tree. It's gone. But now you're standing still and it's getting chilly. Before you move on, just look down. Look at your feet. There's tiny little flowers that's growing there. Look up and take a deep breath and smell. What are you smelling? All right, let's get back onto our path. Let's walk a little fast because it's kind of cool and fresh and getting chilly here. We need to kind of warm our bodies up. So walk, 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 walk. Pick up the pace, pick up the pace. We don't want to run. We just want to walk very briskly. Notice that the tip of your nose is feeling numb from the fresh, cool morning air. What else do you notice as you emerge to the trees onto a rock cliff? Walk carefully now. It's very high and you're on the edge. Carefully sit down carefully now and shimmy over to the edge until you can dangle your legs over the edge. The sun is coming up. Raise up your face and point it towards the sun so that you can feel the sun on your face as it comes around this mountain. Feel the warmth brush across your face and your neck and your shoulders. The sun is warm on your back. Notice how peaceful it is. Stand up very carefully because you're right on the edge here. And take a couple of paces to the side to find there's a rocky pathway. Start hiking down this mountain. Notice the sound of the rocks under your feet as you pick up the pace. Be careful now. There's a cliff on the other side and palm trees on the other side. Take a sharp left. Climb down a couple of huge boulders. You need to put your hands onto them to help you get down. They are so big. Lean on the rocks and steady yourself where necessary. Just get down to the lower level. Walk out into the clearing. There's a quiet, beautiful, still pond. It's as if it's iced over, but it hasn't. It's what they call a glassy look. It's so still. Look around. What do you notice? Look on the ground. You're standing on lots of stones. Big stones, small stones, pebbles, broken stones, all shapes and sizes. In those stones, find a flat stone. Flat and round. And go and throw it and skip it across the pond. See if you can make it jump. Find another stone, but pick carefully this time, now that you know what you've got to do. Round and flat, smooth. Pick it. Throw it. Flip it across the pond. Feel the muscles that all work together as you look out over the pond and decide where to throw this stone. Be very aware of your muscles holding the stone, your shoulders, your arm. Throw the stone. Wow, watch it go. Count how many times it jumps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe more. Choose two more stones. This time, find a small, round, ball-like pebble. Nice and smooth. Almost like a perfect little ball. Put that one in your pocket for now. Find another boulder now, this time, as big as what you can pick up without hurting yourself. Pick it up. Shuffle over, walk over carefully to the edge where the water is. And without hurting yourself, throw this boulder into the water. Whoops, you just got splashed. Notice the sound. There was an echo. Birds fluttered and took off out of the tree nearby. And there's a ripple and an impact of that stone that is on the water still. You can still see the ripples. It's no longer a glassy surface. Watch and wait for the water to calm. Hear the birds twitter. What else are you noticing with the sun being up? Take the small pebble from your pocket and notice now this pebble is no longer cold, it's warm. Hold it in your hand and stretch your arm out in front of you, shoulder height. Hold your hand straight out in front of you and drop the stone, the small little round pebble, drop it. Notice the ripple that it makes. Very different to the boulder that you threw earlier on and dropped into the water. Find somewhere to sit and enjoy the sun. That's the end of our visualization. Now you can work through the questions, the coaching questions, as part of your debrief.